Yes, it is the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Monday. Happy Monday to everyone out there. So on this segment, on this very segment, we've been bringing up the whole Waymo coming to Houston thing. Mm-hmm. And it's 2026, so they should be here this year.
I saw someone tweeting about Waymo in their neighborhood.
I almost took a video.
You had one in your neighborhood?
You seen one?
I've seen several, but for the first time I saw one without a driver.
Okay.
I saw one driverless.
Okay.
In your neighborhood?
My block.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so they
you didn't take a. Why didn't you take a video?
I was driving. I was trying to.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, don't take a picture while you're driving. Yeah, so pretty much what y'all saying, they here.
Yeah.
So they here in Houston. And yet again, another wild story about a Waymo thing. I think we talked about the Waymo that drove through a crime scene, a police standoff. Yeah. We talked about people ordering the Waymos and just piling up at
a dead end.
Yeah, yeah. So this one's outside of the one that drove through the police standoff. Mm-hmm. This one kind of scared me a little bit. Mm-hmm. So here's another story about a Waymo car in Arizona that decided to drive on the local rail tracks and stopped.
A scary situation for a Waymo passenger this week after a Waymo car was caught on camera driving down the light rail tracks.
Here comes a train.
The video taken by a bystander near Central and Southern Avenue shows the moment the autonomous car stops on the tracks just before an oncoming light rail.
Oh, get out.
Causing the passenger to run out of the vehicle before the car continues to drive down the tracks near another train. Andrew Maynard, an emerging and transformative technology professor at ASU, says while these situations are pretty rare, they do happen.
This is exactly one of those edge cases, we call them. Something unexpected where the machine drove like a machine rather than a person.
These autonomous vehicles are equipped with 29 cameras and update their routes and systems weekly. But in the area where the incident happened, there was construction and the light rail was added to the spot within the last year, which Maynard says could have contributed to the rail track detour. While incidents like this may draw skepticism about how safe these cars are, Maynard says he believes they're likely safer than your typical human driver.
These cars, in many circumstances, are safer than human drivers because they don't have all the distractions that a human driver does.
There you have it, man.
If you say so, big dog.
That last part, safer than human drivers?
You know who's not about to be an edge case?
Yeah.
This guy.
When are you going to get into a driverless Waymo? What's it going to take?
When I'm forced to? This is one of those instances where I'm okay with being a late adopter.
Is this a thing where you got to download a Waymo app to use Waymo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm going to just stick with Uber. Uber, Lyft. I'm going to just stick with that as long as I can.
I wouldn't mind it, but I got to wait for at least Gen 3. Not Gen 2 even. Let them work the kinks out, you know. Maybe in a couple of years, I'll be much more comfortable with it, you know, because that's a big problem.
Sure.
Dude, I mean, that's just as big a problem as driving into the crime scene.
Yeah, and luckily, this was kind of like a little city train type deal.
Yeah,
so it wasn't like a freight train type deal, but that's still scary, man. Yeah, stopping on a track? Darn, like, ain't no human going to stop on a train track like that.
Yeah.
And obviously, like, any other mode of transit, whether it's, taxi or, like, you know, taxi or rideshare or whatever, they will have their issues. There is something that is comforting to us as social beings to have another human being in a moment of if my Uber driver or Lyft driver makes a wrong turn, I can at least go, hey yo, where are you going?
Yeah.
You know, the Waymo end up on a train tracks, all you got to do is sit there, right? Yeah. Like, there's no one to talk to. You got to see if you can call customer service. Absolutely not.
Yeah. Or at least if somebody was driving and the vehicle stopped on the train track. All right, we got to get out.
Hey,
get
out of here. We out.
Not me in the back seat trying to figure out,
are the doors locked?
Yeah, or is this going to go?
Exactly.
Should I stay here? Should I jump out? Or is it just going to eventually take off?
Yeah.
Like, nah, I don't need that type of stress in my life.
I mean, I really do feel like there's a really good place for it. And he probably makes us. He does make a good point, you know, fewer distractions.
He's also biased, right?
No, like, of course he is.
He is speaking on behalf of the company, and it behooves him to be like, well, it's actually much safer than you give it credit
for. There is some truth to that.
Fair enough, I guess.
All I'm saying is, I don't want to ride them Gen 1. I don't even want to ride them Gen 2. I'm going to wait for Gen 3.
And plus, with all the construction going on down here, all the new bridges and all that stuff, I don't want to take that chance, at least not this early.
Yeah.
Somebody said, I spent last weekend in Atlanta, and the Waymo vehicles were everywhere. You could get them there using the Uber app. So apparently, you might be having some of that as well.
They got to be a little cheaper, right?
You would say
I'm not paying no more. I'm not paying more money to be in a Waymo. Mm-hmm.
I'd rather just roll with.
Yeah. Okay. If it's way cheaper or something like that, then I can see people just going with Waymo and possibly getting Uber up out of here.
713. I will never, ever, 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 never, ever, ever get in one of those.
I would. I'm very interested to see your dedication to that, because this feels like one of those technological innovations. Where they're just going to drag us all along.
They're going
to
force you.
Yeah. Eventually, it'll get to the point where you do not have much choice. Yeah. And then at that point, I think it'll be interesting. But up until that point, I'm with you, friend. I am with you.
It's the Mixtape and the Loop Sports Radio 610. I got to give a special shout out to my guy, a friend of mine, Mr. Mad Hatter, legendary voice
Mad
in
Hatter
the city.
Show.
Yeah. He's still doing his thing around here. And, did you know he inspired the Destiny Child song, The Survivor?
No.
I did not.
Yeah, so if you're not familiar with the song, this is Destiny's Child, Survivor. Sure, everybody probably heard this song at some point.
Somewhere.
Didn't know that.
I didn't know it either.
So how did Mad Hatter, how did that happen?
So I'm glad you asked that. So Beyonce's dad, Matthew Knowles, I think he's still in the city, I want to say. Maybe
he had a like Destiny Child event this weekend, didn't he?
Yeah, they have that school or whatever it is over here too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he was talking to Mad Hatter, and he talked about this story. Apparently he bring the story up a lot. Mm-hmm. And Mad Hatter is not really too fond of this story because he feel like it's not true.
Oh.
But here is Matthew Knowles, Beyonce's dad, pretty much telling the story on how Mr. Mad Hatter inspired them to make this song.
Me and Beyonce, we rolling in the third, in the tray.
This.
And we listening to Mad Hatter, man, and he's just joking. He was like, man, Destiny's Child is like being on the island. You know that TV show Survivor. I wonder who's going to be next. Who's they going to throw off next? Ha, 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 ha.
Matthew, this is not true. Quit telling people this story.
Then me and Beyonce looked at each other.
Oh, gosh.
Because he said, it's like that show.
Okay, he's gone.
Survivor. We were like, whoa, that's an idea. Thank you, man. That made millions.
This story is not, I'm thinking about this story is not true. I appreciate whenever you come to the city, you tell the story that way. It's great for the city, but that is not true.
Another instance of turning your haters into your motivators.
Yeah. So what do you think?
I think it's true.
You do?
Because we know this being on radio. There's times where you're talking a lot, and there's times where somebody will come up to you and will say something that you said back to you, and you're like, I don't remember a single time saying that.
Yeah.
I can bet that Matt had in the many, many years and decades that he's been on the radio might have said that one time, and it was just some words that he said, but to them it meant something, right? And so it's very possible that he's like, that didn't happen, but he just don't remember, you know?
What do you think?
I got to believe my friend. I don't think it happened, man.
Okay.
I'm rolling with him. Maybe I'm being a little biased.
I got to believe my friend. You are being a little biased.
Yeah, I'm believing my friend on this one. It sounded like he was just like, man, this did not happen, man. I don't know where this came from. Maybe they was listening to somebody else.
Is this some Michael Jordan stuff?
Yeah, maybe
some Michael Jordan where they just made it up in their minds?
Well, no, I think what you're saying.
It could have been somebody else on the radio.
Yeah.
And they, wait, what?
Yeah.
And then, you know what, let's make this song because I'm a survivor. Then.
Right. And they are tight, the Knowles family and Mad Hatter.
Yeah. No, they super tight. Yeah.
That does make me think, though, how many other lines of work do people act like psychopaths, like professional athletes? Because how many times have we seen the professional athlete get out here and be like, nobody thought I would make it? You know the time that made me the most mad?
Mm-hmm.
Was it the last time? It was Alabama. I remember vividly it was Alabama, but I don't remember specifically what it was. It might have been them winning the national championship. But there was athletes stepping up to a microphone talking about nobody believing us.
Yeah,
and I was
Alabama.
Like, y'all were the number.
Yeah.
Yo, starting out everybody believed in you.
Yeah.
How, where do you get the audacity to believe something as asinine as that? Except they just be, it's, they create it for themselves.
Yeah.
And I had never considered, are like musicians like that?
Oh, sure. Or, sure. Everyone is like
100%.
Right? Yeah.
Who are like, all the people that get themselves to that place where they just create a narrative just, up for themselves?
I just saw a rapper not that long ago. I guess he tried back when he was up and coming.
Yeah.
He's trying to get a beat from a well-known producer, and the producer didn't kind of brush him off. And now, I guess, fast forward maybe 10, 15 years later. Mm-hmm. Now this that rapper is still talking to that producer about that, like, no, I ain't working with you because back in 1980, whatever. It's just like, damn, you still thinking about that?
Didn't believe in me.
It might
back then they didn't want me.
Yeah.
Now I'm hot, they all on me.
Yep.
It might even be, I don't know what that one is. It might even be a situation like we get occasionally. Well, Sports Radio 610 says blah, 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 blah. No. Can you be more specific? Because we don't all have the same opinion.
Yeah.
It might have just been something that was said.
It was one time. Somebody said, I think one of y'all said, not y'all, but years ago, somebody said something. And then somebody added me on Twitter like, hey, Figgy, that was a bad take what you said. I'm like, I didn't say anything.
It didn't even sound
I wasn't even talking that much at that time. And I'm like, why y'all going to say that's a bad take? What I said was a bad take. I never said that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
The number one recruit saying that, I think, yes.
Bryce Young. Yes. I think Bryce Young said that a couple times.
Yeah. Things like that drive me to my wit's end. But also, I get it, right? It doesn't have to be true. It just has to work. And for them, it'd be working. And I guess for Destiny Child, it also seems like it worked.
Hey,
well,
made
not
me
seems like, it definitely
it did.
100% worked.
You heard Matthew. He said, thank you. I made millions off of this now.
Yeah.
It's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Thanks for nothing, Philly.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Thanks for nothing, Philadelphia Eagles.
What happened?
So they lost. They got smoked. They got smoked yesterday. And you got a lot of diehard Philly fans that probably wants their head coach's ass.
Yes, there is.
And offensive coordinator ass. And A.J. Brown.
Heavy on the offensive coordinator.
Yeah. So it was a kid who went to the game, and apparently he got tickets. This was his Christmas gift, to go to the Eagles playoff game.
Yeah.
Went to the game, and probably not a good Christmas gift at this point because they lost.
Mm-hmm.
And a news reporter caught up with him outside the stadium as he probably walked into the car, kind of wiping the tears from his face. And this is how it sounded.
Yes, this was a huge letdown. This was my Christmas present, and I got a loss.
Oh, no. Oh. You probably would have rather had Cole, huh?
Yeah, probably. I'm feeling two of two things. A, I want A.J. Brown packing his bags, and I want him somewhere else that is not here. I love you, AJ, but, like, you can't make those drops in that game. And I also want Kevin Petullo flipping burgers at, like, the local McDonald's or something. I don't care.
Why do you say that?
Whenever he's an offensive coordinator, it's like he's flipping burgers. One half he's cooking, and the other half is completely raw.
Dude.
Why is that child sound 37 years old?
I know. Yeah.
Hey, you know he listen to sports talk.
WIP.
Yeah. All probably listening right now at school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody said that kid needs a job in sports radio. I know his podcast.
Had him on today.
His podcast is on fire right now.
Yeah.
That is a sick Christmas present. Oh my
goodness. Oh, that's the worst,
absolutely,
man. Because it would have started off a good Christmas gift, like, okay,
hey,
playoffs.
I'm at the Eagles game.
Yeah, but man, I ain't think about the part if they lose like
and
that.
How they lost.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten a raw burger from McDonald's though? Like, that feels like the place where you're guaranteed to have. I don't know how good it'll taste to you.
Don't get technical with this kid.
No, I was just wondering. Yeah. I feel like he could have really landed. He did a great job. I'm just trying to take his. I'm trying to add another level to it because that was an A. But how could it have been an A plus take? That's all I was thinking.
Yeah. No, I thought he was cooking. No pun intended.
Yeah, that's right. He said, AJ Brown, I love you, but pack your bags.
You got
to
pack.
You cannot stay here.
He said, nah. He said, no, buddy, got to be
pack your bags.
And he said, buddy, got to be working at a McDonald's or something,
a local one at that. He said, I need people to see how far you have fallen.
Yeah.
There you go. The Mixtape here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on the program at The Figgy Fig on social media. If you see something that you believe to be mixtape worthy, and he'll shout you out. All right. Been a fun one to this point. Getting ready to hand things off to the fellows of the drive so they can have a truncated version as we continue to barrel towards Texans-Steelers wild card matchup at 7:15. But before we get there, coming up next, I do want to let's hype it up.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hype it up. Let's get ourselves as maximum ready for this game as possible. We'll do it next.